Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Keelak Ad-Kalad, bard/cleric.
I am Chris Trott. I am playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
I am Rhiannon. I am playing Oriya, the Rogue Ranger Orc.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim. I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
We're sponsored by D&D Beyond and Displate. Use the code HIGHROLLERS15 on Displate to get 15% off your order and check out both sponsors with the links in the episode description. We also have a one-time sponsor with our good friend Brian McClellan, the author of the fantastic Powder Mage trilogy, which you should definitely check out. But first, why not start a brand new series with his brand new book, Uncanny Collateral? Head to the link in the episode description and use the code HRDND for 10% off the hardback, or get the ebook with the code HRDNDE for 25% off. That means you'll get the ebook for just $3. So immerse yourself in an urban fantasy world and grab Uncanny Collateral by Brian McClellan today. While I'm here, it's worth mentioning that next week's episode will be the TwitchCon live show, so the main Erois series will be on hold for a week. But don't miss the one-shot, also set in Erois. It'll be a whole lot of fun, and if you're at TwitchCon, why not come and see us? Anyway, on to the episode. Another floor to the Night Eye Ruins brings further puzzles and traps for the party to solve.
Welcome back to Erois. A little recap on what happened in the previous episode. The party, having made their way to the ruin called the Night Eye, have descended into its depths to search for the source that is disturbing the undead spirits in the local area, and also look for a shard of Tiangong that Nova has sensed deep below. Mm-hmm. Upon entering the flooded chambers, the party sent Nova out as a scout to make her way and to try and find pockets of air and see what was going on. Nova discovered that there are a few lingering spirits still wandering around, as well as some arcane defenses. The party have eventually followed suit, discovering a few little clues and little hints along the way. However, upon entering one room, a disaster almost struck, as half the party were locked inside a room with an arcane turret that rained down fire on them from below and behind a portcullis. However, the party managed to sync up, escape, and then have destroyed it. And that is pretty much where we left things off. I think it was a lot of exploration last time in this classic dungeon crawl. So we have taken a short rest just before we started the game. So we've taken a short rest. You are all currently stood on a platform that rises about 10 feet up out of this water, with this narrow stairway that would have once led out of this room. Obviously, where it wouldn't have been flooded before, this strikes you as some sort of security checkpoint, or perhaps a defensible position where people couldn't get further into these chambers without having to face off against the turret and, you know, other soldiers in this narrow stairwell. There is a large pair of stone, like gold inlaid stone doors behind you that lead further into the complex. But there are several chambers which you hadn't fully explored, or that you'd had hints of there being something, a ghostly quartermaster or some sort of ghostly apparition, as well as a narrow cave tunnel that seemed to lead further in. The remnants of the turret above you, still kind of half broken, shattered, some of it has fallen onto the ground. But other than that, what would you like to do?
Well, that was something.
So we'll have to make sure we don't get split apart again. I mean, we spent a long time talking about favourite colours and stuff. I didn't realise you guys were dealing with a... whatever this is.
I don't think we realised either.
Oblivious.
Yeah, I feel really bad. We were talking about just utter shit instead of helping
you. I feel like it was a valuable conversation.
Yeah, what were you talking about?
Favourite colours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mine's blue.
I was talking about the fact that I was a bit hungry.
Yeah. I'm always hungry.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway.
That sounds very nice, but... oh, and clearly, with these kinds of defences, we should definitely be more careful moving forwards. They're still active. I don't know how. I've never heard of people coming this far into the ruins. Normally the spirits scare them off, so... I'm afraid we're walking a little blind here.
I mean, it's probably my bad, but that scroll that we picked up in the other room did say something about magical defences in front of a shrine. I just thought it meant something like a wall of fire.
Well, to be fair, we didn't know where the shrine was, and I feel like we found it.
I mean, is this the shrine?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Doesn't look very shriney to me. It looks like a door.
It might be magical. It might be all...
Fine, give me 10 minutes. and I will ritual cast Detect Magic, I guess.
Okay. So what's everyone else doing for 10 minutes?
Can I, like, try and scrape some of the gold off the door? And
Yeah, you can... So it's gold inlaid in that, like, it's like a weird... the stone itself is very unusual. It's this kind of white stone with gold, like, veins or flecks in it, and it almost has like a translucent quality as well. It's almost like a crystalline quartz kind of thing. But you kind of scrape away, and the rapier just really struggles to dent these walls. Like, actually, it's a magical rapier, right?
Yeah.
So actually, the magical rapier, you scrape it away.
Yummy, yummy. But the walls of gold.
As the gold comes out, it just flecks into like nothing, like almost like sand. It doesn't look like it's actual gold. It just has a similar look.
Fool's gold.
Disappointing. Mm. It was a good try.
It's more like a fool's gold, like a pyrite.
I admire you for trying.
Trying to get every little bit I can get my hands on.
I've got plenty of that if you want some. Just come visit Gusthaven sometime.
Oh, I'd love to. It sounds...
It's almost perfect. Dull how much there is, honestly. It's surrounding us. Yes, we drink from it. We have cutlery that is it.
Don't tell me this. It's not true.
Well, I'd never lie.
I fully believe it, actually.
We must go. Why are we here?
Have you seen his jacket? Like,
well, that is very true.
But Ethereum, now that is a quality resource. Mm.
I mean, you might be able to find some worth out of this thing.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. Yes, it would be nice.
The thing,
we can try.
Didn't you
find something
last time?
Yep.
like a large chunk of it has kind of fallen in. Some of it's in the water. Oh. The base and like many of its gears and clockwork cogs are still sticking out. Yeah, if you guys want to examine it, I guess it'd be an investigation check.
I might have
caused
a smidge of damage.
The only thing is it's...
just a bit.
You either... Yeah, so half of it's in the water and half of it's 10 feet up. Cool. So...
12?
13. Yeah, you begin examining it. Neither of you really have any idea how... This is Nova and Araya. Neither of you really have any idea how the machine fully works. Yes, it has clockwork parts, which you vaguely guess allow it to move and rotate. But there is also very much magical components here that you don't understand. Nothing very obvious. Nothing necessarily of immense worth. I mean, it's mainly things like wood, the metal... is salvageable, I guess, but it's not particularly worth anything. Nova, the only thing which strikes you as interesting is up on the base of it, whilst examining it, you spot something, a symbol imprinted onto the base that you've seen once before. It's the same symbol printed onto Sentry's shield.
Whoa!
It's the emblem of Solven.
What, the three lines?
Mm-hmm, with the shield and the tower. And it looks to be like a maker's seal. Like, it was constructed in Solven and maybe sent here.
I love that Rihanna is, like, freaking
She's
out.
She's freaking out right
Araya
there.
Araya is just like...
Meh.
It's
like...
Yeah.
It's just metal. It's
you're
just
wood. You're just carving into it.
Yeah. You can maybe salvage, like... Maybe it has, like, a couple of, like, the bowlers, like, the kind of weighted bowlers it sent out. Mm. They're very heavy and cumbersome, but you could gather those. Mm-hmm. I'd say it counts as a net. So you can use it as a net.
Nice.
A pair of weighted bowlers.
Can we gather up the rope that, like, we sort of used to
So you want to swim back in and pick up all the rope and stuff?
Do we still want the rope?
Might be useful.
Yeah. We'll get on the way back.
Quill is...
We were kind of using it as a... This guide. Is how we get back to the entrance.
Okay.
So are you leaving it for now?
Go with the group. What do you want to do? We can leave it or...
There's probably more like...
It's going to be all wet.
I mean, you've still got a couple minutes while I'm...
We're all wet. I'll just go get it.
Okay.
I'll just swim back to where it's closest and start.
Mm-hmm. Give me a perception check. As you near the kind of narrow cavern, this kind of like really tight cave-in area. Thank you, Thomas.
That'll be a one.
A one?
Wow.
You just swim past. You start making your way up and gathering.
Not all that way.
Okay, so you just get to the rope, but the knot isn't tied up until right near the end.
Piss, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go all the way back on my own.
Okay. So you swim back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I would even bother actually thinking, remembering that it's all the way
back. Yeah, because you tied the rope up right
I wouldn't have even
right by the entrance, yeah.
So you just come out of the water dripping wet, sploosh as you emerge from the stairs.
I was going to get the rope, but I forgot it was tied. And I think if there's one lesson we can learn from this, a gesture at the robot gun, probably shouldn't split the party.
We can be a rope. Everyone just grab onto the back of somebody else.
That's a good idea.
His jacket has long tassels.
I guess, yeah.
I think at this point, Quill, by the way, your detect magic is now active.
Ping. I can click my finger.
And what's the range?
The range on detect magic is, and I'm saying this slowly to pass time while I find it, is 30 feet.
30 feet.
There is the
echo of a faint magical aura around the turret, some sort of conjuration aura that you imagine was helping the turret have power to fire its magical energy. Mm. That's now dissipating now that it's been destroyed.
I can't see through... Oh, it can penetrate most barriers, but it's blocked by 1 foot of stone, an inch of metal.
So the door itself is not magical.
Okay.
I believe the spell is active for 10 minutes as long as you concentrate on it.
Well, we should probably go quickly. The door is safe enough, but I can't see through there. So if we want to see any more magical stuff, defenses, turrets, that thing again, then we should probably go now.
Is there anything else magical we want to check out in this area before we go through?
That was magical, not now.
Well... Other than the thing that smashed to pieces.
I think the only thing you found is that you found the table with the etched in map. Nova saw the room with the bars and some sort of spirit. And then there was the collapsed cave that you never went into. So those are the only areas you haven't explored fully.
I feel like that was enough security though there. There can't possibly be any more. They did the slippery stairs. They had the big crossbow.
Which was great.
And the door.
Yes, there's definitely hiding something or want to keep something safe.
Yeah, so it's all done. I reckon it'll be safe.
We can carry on. Let's just see if we see anything.
I'm going to dip my head into the darkness.
The door is locked. Like it's a shut stone door. So you'd have to open the stone door.
I'm going to stand back while the strong people do the door opening.
Oh. And not touch any spheres of annihilation.
I mean, you detected magic. You didn't search for traps. It's lucky there aren't any. Just a reminder, the detect magic doesn't reveal mundane.
Non-radical traps.
So, if you guys can help me, the books are going to need to go back into position.
Oh, we're flipping the map, are we?
Yeah.
Flipping the map.
Weird.
The only thing is this one slightly.
Do you want to reveal that?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a whole new.
Which one are we revealing?
Whole new map.
Or are we just at the base here?
I don't need this.
You are basically at this base here, yeah.
Wow. You want your player's handbook back?
Yeah, pop it on the corner.
Does it need to be on the corner?
Yeah, it's not. It's not super flush, unfortunately. You can probably put it in an angle, though.
Cool. So, whole new map, and we've got this place is huge.
Okay.
Awesome.
So.
I mean, it is a keep.
Yeah, but why do you keep getting bigger?
Yeah, it definitely seems like this is...
Get out.
And it actually, so you enter through the doors, and it leads into a short corridor with stairs that lead down and curve around. And you suspect that you are probably reaching an area... This would have all once been underground, whereas these rooms probably would have been above, and then the rest of the keep would have been on top of them. This would have actually probably been once underground. Because as you're making your way down this curved staircase that leads further down, you can see chunks of rock have collapsed in. Huge parts of earth have almost broken through, and you have to squeeze past into this kind of narrow, curving stairwell. Mm. What light sources do you guys currently have? Scaldi has her light lantern.
Would I still have the light spell she
can? She can cast that on you again as a cantrip, so she's just she can provide that. So you just have the scarf, and then you've got and you just conjuring dancing lamp. You're going to light a torch?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got a lot of bright light around you at this stage.
At this point, the dancing lights. They're all going to be bold, different colors. So you've got red, green, yellow, blue. Uriah.
Yes.
What's your favorite color out of these? It's very important.
I'd like yellow, like a golden hue.
That says a lot.
It's very pretty.
And I'm not going to say why, but it is. It sums you up perfectly. Yellow.
Yes. About 9 minutes left.
Huh?
9 minutes on this. I can only see. Shall I just carry on?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Can I have the red?
Hmm?
Is there a red?
No, red is awful. Awful for light sources, but it's a great colour.
Mm.
Is it your favourite?
Well, I mean, I'm wearing most of it. Can I have that sort of colour? This one. This sort of orangey red.
The yellow one to a red and then
thank you.
Drift it towards.
It really doesn't, you're right, it's a bad. Okay, we need to go.
Make sure you don't step on anything.
It's another 30 seconds.
Okay, is anyone.
Are we all underwater?
No, this is all dry air now. It's there's a moisture and dampness to it, but it is dry.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just continue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You eventually, the stairway leads into a open antechamber. Your light spreads down, and as it begins to illuminate the room, a large chamber is revealed. You have to balance it. Just put your
God
thing
damn
on top
it.
Of it. Put your thing on top of it.
Yeah.
As you reach it down, the light is reflected off the sides of a highly polished stone corridor inlaid with the murals depicting all of the different gods of Erois, all of the entire Starborn pantheon. At the far end of the chamber, you can just about see at the edge of this kind of light, which is bouncing off these mirrored kind of polished walls, you can see a statue of Siaska with her arms outstretched. And as you step in, this beautiful music begins to fill your ears in an alien language, almost like a chorus, like a choir singing, but in a language, I don't know, maybe some of you understand. We'll ask what languages you know in a minute. And it seems to repeat. It just has like a very faint kind of verse that repeats. The floor in this long corridor extends, I think, 90 feet. The floor is divided into tiles, each one about 5 feet across, and there's about a row of seven, and then it just goes down about 90 feet. Each part of the floor has symbols built into it.
I don't trust it.
Oh my God.
No!
No! No!
Wow.
Puzzle time.
There is also, to the left and right of you, there are two stone doorways built into
it. Kim, this is your jam.
So to the left and right of you, there are stone doorways that appear to, you assume, lead into corridors.
Yeah. So
you are free to move these, Kim. If you need to move them, feel free to pick them up and move these, but I just printed them out so it'd be easier for you to see them.
So is this like a...
I start to walk out in amazement.
Stop!
This is beautiful.
Look no, how stop!
Wonderful
stop!
This is.
Stop!
Now this is elegant architecture.
Lucius!
So Lucius and Nova are right at the front where Nova's run and grabbed him and stopped him.
Also, I call it more burnt orange than red, your clothing.
So,
not real red.
Well, you getting anything magic-y?
Well, there's this chorus, can I...
So with the detect magic, the floor glows.
The entire floor.
Yeah, and with evocation magic. The whole floor, all of these tiles glow with evocation magic.
Lucius, don't go any further. The floor, every part of the floor.
And the music you can hear is this kind of like, for all these all are burning. It's this kind of weird alien language you don't quite understand.
This is beautiful. This is elven music.
This is creepy.
Is it? It's not elven. It's not elvish.
Elven music.
You are right.
Is it?
I don't think it is. I can't understand it.
Only...
Because I can talk elvish.
What language did you guys speak?
Dwarvish.
Dwarvish? It's not dwarvish.
Never mind then. I'm
Auron.
Out.
Auron, it is not Auron.
Common, Elvish, Arakocra.
None of those.
Okay.
Kim?
Draconic, Elvish, Primordial.
None of those.
It's going to be angelic.
Common, Elvish, Gnomish, Halfling.
None of those.
It's Elvish.
Just Elvish. No? Nope. None of you guys can understand what this music is.
Oh yeah, and Common.
Imagine this entire time she hasn't been speaking our language.
No, if it's written down, I can read it.
Yeah, it's almost like it's almost like the DM knew that you could read all written languages, but you can't understand spoken ones.
Can someone just
unless you use the spell comprehend languages.
What if I write it down like phonetically?
You could try that. Yeah, I'd let you try that 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try.
So I think make an intelligence check, and this is gonna take you like 10 minutes.
Okay.
You're gonna have to sit here like listening and you're trying to write it out phonetically.
Oh, don't let me down.
If only we had Shazam.
Bad!
Yeah.
Six.
Six? I will give you 6 words.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Actually, no, maybe less. I don't know.
Oh.
Cool. Literally, five just and a half. Write it down, and then Babelfish, you just are able to see it.
Yeah, but the I probably haven't written it down very well.
Oh, right.
Because, you know, some languages have...
You need to put an apostrophe in there.
Yeah, or
an umlaut.
Umlaut, or like... What's the French one that looks like a little... Like a little hook.
Oh.
Right. When you write it down, this is Nova. 10 minutes, by the way, so you guys think about what you were doing in those 10 minutes.
Do I know anything about evocation?
Generally, it is offensive magic. It is blasts of fire, lightning, elemental in nature.
Woo!
It's used by, you know, sorcerers and wizards to
kill.
To do damage.
It's always surrounded around power. Like the
cool.
Harnessing of power. Anybody else have anything they do for the 10 minutes?
I'm thinking about everyone's favorite color.
I want to
there's the two doors
check
on
out the
side.
Doors.
Yeah?
Not go, like, but I want to say to Quill, is there anything that you sense on the doors?
Not about the doors.
If you're going, then I'll follow.
Yeah, just move yourself.
I mean, as far as I can see, this is a nightmare. This is burning my vision, I imagine, with how much magic is in there.
Each tile is very strong. It has strong senses of evocation. There.
Everything's a trap.
So Ayla moves up to that door. Are you, like, opening it, or are you just kind of, like, Indiana Jonesing it?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Okay, yeah, that's an investigation check. What are you doing, Orion?
I might just be looking at the walls, trying to see if there's a way I could maybe, like, scurry across.
Yeah, sure. Make a perception check for me, then.
Cool.
What are you doing?
See the bomb.
Right, well, Nova, before you do that,
okay.
I will tell you... So you write it down,
mm-hmm.
and either some of these words are not written how they're phonetically sounded, and obviously some are. There's only a few of the words change. You get the following words. Starry, guide, youth...
Hold on. Guide...
Youth. Bright. Lead. Mothers. In that order.
Mothers.
You write it down and phonetically somewhere in the song in that
vein. It's not all of it though, right?
No.
Story,
much of it is still an undecipherable.
Yeah.
Can I now see the bottom panel?
Yes, absolutely you can.
So, just in case it was missed on podcast, the floor tiles are just a jumbled mess of god symbols.
Yes, you've obviously recognised, because you would recognise Hesper's symbol.
Yes.
We saw a lot of them in that town.
You saw a lot of them in the town. So they are, each of these tiles appear to be split into three sections. You can see that the first one goes up to about 30 feet, then there's one between 30 and 60 feet, and then one from 60 to 90 feet. And each of them appear to be a jumble of the different holy symbols of the gods of Erois.
Yeah, so I think
excluding
recognize...
Siaskas.
Oh. Yeah, there's no Siaska.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's Kalara's on there, there's Hesper.
Yeah, Skald is like, well, I recognize...
Valina, Palidora, Atelicus, Kalara, Hesper, Sayana, and Zephyr.
She's got the big ones
here. Dad's proud. Is this a lion?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that. So yeah, I mean, I guess Quill doesn't know which god that was.
I don't know what that is.
Which one?
The lyre, with the heart.
The lyre is Sayana.
Have we heard about Sayana before?
I don't know.
No, I don't think. We
I don't think you have.
I don't remember.
Looking at
we've
the
never
mural
looked into it very far. I guess.
Yes.
The mural. What is it showing? A timeline?
No.
Or it's just all the gods?
It's the gods in different poses along the sides, and then like for in each thirty foot segment. It then changes ever so slightly.
What are the order of them, from left to right? From us to that way, north?
Well, they're split into two groups, one on each side.
Right.
So in the first 30 feet, you have... There's seven, so it'll be Hesper, Sayana, Zephyr, Atelicus, Kalara, Velina. Trying to remember my other god names.
The liar one.
Sayana, yeah, like that. And then it changes. Yeah, that's the order you see. And then it changes and it swaps them around. What did you get on your perception check?
10.
Three. 10? I mean, looking at it, the reliefs themselves appear to be carved in. You would have to be an exceptional climber to use the murals because it's like these tiny little finger gaps to kind of crawl your way along. And the ceiling is completely smooth.
I think this might be some sort of trap.
Definitely, almost definitely. Evocation magic all over the place.
And then what did you get on your investigation check?
Only 10.
As far as you can tell, this door is, you can open it. It's not trapped in any way.
There might be some answers.
Can I hear anything?
Beyond these other corridors.
Same thing.
And so far, there's...
If you're trying to listen to the door, it's either too thick or you can't hear anything beyond it.
Shall we all go into one room at a time so we don't split up?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a solid idea.
Nova's like got her notes out and she's...
Nova!
Given, I don't want to metagame this, and I also can't remember, even though I literally read it recently, would Nova know who the youngest in the pantheon of gods is?
If you don't know as Kim, which it sounds, oh no, that's fine, make a religion check for me.
I think I know, but it's one of those, I don't know.
Well, I think if you think you know, then we'll go with what you think you know, rather than making a check for it.
Check. No.
So we'll go with what you think you know.
11.
So what do you think?
I want to say Hesper, but I also want to say, because Palador is not, Kalara is not.
Yeah, Kalara's old as shit.
Sayana or Zephyr.
I'm
going to have to leave this one. If you guys want to make religion checks, you guys can.
Oh, I can't remember. I literally read this recently. Fuck!
Four, doesn't
it? I don't know.
Araya, the gods, again, you know the orcs reverence of fear, but...
I know nothing.
You don't really know that much.
I got nothing.
Same with you. The only gods you've really had any experience with is Zephyr and Atelicus. Yeah. A lot of wild elves worship Atelicus.
Well, I know that Zephyr friggin' almost smoked me.
Yeah.
What was at the end?
Statue of Siaska with her arms, welcoming.
Something. That's it looks like a shrine, right?
It's hard to see beyond that. You think there might be a slight antechamber and then another door, but you're not sure how big that area is. You can just see this corridor and then this statue like this.
Oh, it's still pretty dark down here.
Yeah, I mean, your light is bouncing off these polished walls, but yeah, I did it so you can see the room, but you need to step further down.
What I'm interested by is the design of this place. Is it just a trap room? Because it's so decadent and beautiful, why wouldn't people use it normally? Is there a way to just disable the floor being bad for people to use it in the day?
Anything, on the walls or any of the...
Investigation check, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys can make these checks whenever you want.
18.
18. Looking around this area, this kind of front bit, before you step out into this corridor, you don't find... the only thing you can see is that there are these two stone doors. You can clearly tell that these tiles... You know, they will, when you stand on them, it will probably know, either through a pressure plate or maybe magical means, but you're pretty sure that each individual tile, stepping on it may have an effect. You do not find a way to disable it from this end. You suspect there probably would be another way at the other end. Based on what Nova learnt about there being magical defenses, if this has been activated, this is a bottleneck, and this is where you would activate some sort of defense. So normal travelers, if you just welcoming pilgrims, if this is a shrine, you'd just have it disabled and they'd come and go and it'd be this beautiful kind of you're now entering the shrine. whereas when you need to defend it, you activate the defenses and this is clearly some sort of magical protection.
Dodgy lever, just all their followers dead.
Should we try and go around the side?
We should at least see. There might be some.
Lucius was right.
Yeah, I guess.
Where do you want to go?
Just slow.
So could I have a little, real quick perception to see if I can spot any more magic just around the room, bar the floor?
There's
none. Okay.
With detect magic, I would just tell you, unless it's past foot of stone.
Yeah, sure.
Which, obviously, if you look up, if there's magic somehow hidden in the ceiling, beyond a foot, but how that would affect you, you don't know.
Is there any magic in the statue at the end?
He doesn't have the range.
Can't see.
I can barely see it.
If this is a trap to stop people going to the shrine, we need to understand what the shrine is for and what the enemies of that shrine would be.
This music is just repeating.
I mean, the spirits above, they were still trapped in the war. It might just be a failsafe. The last thing you do when the keeper's lost is everyone retreats behind the shrine, turns on the failsafe.
So what would be the thing that allows you to navigate through as a follower of the person that works here?
The correct tiles.
But who are these people?
Who are...
I mean, you saw the spirits. They were soldiers of Erois. They were the good, the alliance of the Starborn, like the people of Erois.
Who are they specifically, and what did they align themselves with? Is it just Siaska or all the gods, or just one?
I mean, we saw Siaskan symbols on the soldiers.
And that's the only one not Siaskan here.
But here. That's what I mean. We can't stand on any Siaskan tiles because
there aren't any.
But I mean, you guys know that the other gods are Siaska's children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people might, if you were a Siaska worshipper back in the day, you still worshipped all of the other gods. You worshipped the pantheon. You just would go to, oh, I want to know more about magic. I will speak to Hesper. But you still worshipped all of them together. Nowadays, since the sundering, things have become a bit more splintered, and you have, like, churches dedicated to one thing or churches dedicated to another thing. But back before the sundering, all of the gods were worshipped because they were real. They were walking amongst people. You could go and speak with Hesper and have meetings with him, whereas that isn't the case anymore.
It's like a unified religion.
Pantheon, yeah.
Yeah, it was a pantheon. Oh, yeah. It was like the Greek gods, right? Like, yes, you might be a follower of Apollo or Zeus, or you knew all the gods existed and you gave them all tribute for the right things, and that was how it was for Erois as well. Ooh.
Can anyone remember who the youngest god in the pantheon is? Anyone?
I thought that would be something you'd know.
No, yeah, well...
I skipped a lot of history lessons.
I guess I'd only know about Hesper, so could I do a religion check on just Hesper?
Sure.
I threw my religion book out. Dumb.
16 plus religion. 17.
Yeah, so you know about Hesper. Hesper is one of the middle children. Yeah. He is not the oldest. And I would say, actually, you would know some information, actually. So you would know from Worship of Hesper, Hesper is the middle child. Autolycus is the older brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are facts that you know, having learned the ways of Hesper and, you know, being a cleric of Hesper.
The older brother, but the oldest sibling. Mm.
So what's your thinking?
The music, I think the music is saying something about... six words. I can pick out six words, maybe. I don't know. Starry, guide, youth, bright, lead, mother. And my thinking is maybe youth will... if we pick the tiles that are the youngest god, it will lead them to the star mother, a.k.a. Siaska, who's at the end there.
Okay.
But I'm looking at all these tiles as well.
Put it back, and then we can see if there's a route.
And there's no, one tile like next to each other. If you see what I mean, there's no one god that has a solid path. So either we jump around, or even the song is saying an order. Like you have to hit the tiles in a specific order.
Like
Kalara is known as a spirit guide. So maybe the word guide is meant to be. I don't know.
What's the harp one?
The harp is Cyana.
Yes, good.
She's in the top left corner of all these three sections.
I feel like Cyana could be the youngest. She is the song heart. She is song and life and trickery and happiness and joy. And to me, that...
She's on the first row on the right.
That screams young to me.
Delicious.
I hate puzzles.
So, what if?
Well, so you know what? The best thing, Ayla, is this is one option.
I might go through the door.
There's a big old smashy whacking door.
Maybe
right there.
You just,
I guess I've got like what?
Step
three,
on
two,
whichever
three
god you personally worship, and then it lets you through.
I don't worship anyone in particular.
But if I stand on Hesper, I can't go any further. There's no route.
Yep, I'm in the same boat. It's fine. That was just a thought. I'm gonna open this door now.
I will follow Ayla. We might find some more answers.
Yeah,
we should all go.
I need to think a bit more.
Okay. You gonna open the door?
Just a chance.
So, you begin opening the door.
Very dramatic opening of a door.
Just slide that down to about there. So you see the corridor curves around to the right. And you just see it seems to lead down. It is a plain-looking stone corridor. Ayla, you step in. Just, like, move yourself down just so I know where you are.
Can I look in the floor first?
Yeah, do you want to make a perception check? Yeah, you can make a perception check.
I want to
check.
And wait for Mark Humes. Stop.
Yeah.
Nine.
Nine. Looking around, it just seems to be stone corridor. There's no tiles. You don't spot anything of note.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, I got my passive.
Just in point, is anybody directly following Ayla, like, behind her, or...?
I'm pretty much next to her with my detect magic.
Okay, and then Orion, you're going as well? Yeah. So basically, is everybody heading in?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll probably be at the back, like, looking longingly at the...
Yeah, you and Scaldi are at the back.
I'll stay with Nova and Scaldi.
Okay. So, it is Quill and Orion. I would say you guys probably actually stop Ayla as you get to about here, because you see something. Nothing activates, but you see something. You can see that there are a series of grooves and very old bloodstains along the walls and the floor throughout this corridor. The grooves appear quite thick, but they're disguised. They're colored on the inside and shaded to match the stone, because they appear to be like lighting sconces, as if, you know, planning for somebody bringing a torch through, and they're actually painted kind of like Indiana Jones, where they have the hidden bridgeway. So they blend in seamlessly with the floor.
Yeah.
But you spot these hidden grooves, and then there's this old crusted, dried, very faint blood that splatters across the ground.
There's blood in here, and also along these walls, is it like just middle height?
It's floors and then walls.
Oh, across the... entire place has grooves. I don't know if they're open. I don't know. I guess on all four.
You've just seen them.
Can I, like?
It's like along the floor and then kind of low on the walls, kind of like near the floor.
Hmm. Can I, like, try and step forward a little bit and throw, like, my water skin, like?
Yeah, I mean, where do you want to go? Just like,
Where Quill and Ayla are between the two.
There's not really enough space. Okay. So you could go in front of them, like here.
Go like there, and just tuck my water skin ahead just a little bit, just to see if it does something. Bloop!
The water just splashes out. And then you can now easily see it trickling down into these grooves.
Okay.
I mean...
this doesn't look very good.
No, you just threw your water skin.
I have, but... now you can see the problem.
What? Yes, your water skin's on the floor.
Yes, but there's plenty of water around.
There's another trap in here. Not magical this time, because I can't see it, but something has done some damage to some people. Hasn't left their bones behind, no boots.
Yeah, could you just stand back a little bit? And then...
sure.
If I conjure Mage Hand, can I use Mage Hand to, like, pat around?
So you what, have Ayla and these guys step back?
Yeah, and then just use my Mage Hand to, like, pat around.
What's the range of Mage Hand?
2,000 feet.
Forever. Mm. 30 feet.
Infinity.
The hand just kind of pats the ground gently, you pat around on the sides, nothing happens.
Do the bloodstains, are they isolated on the floor or do they go to the walls?
They are splat. They're kind of patchy. There's like splashes of blood all across the floor and then up the walls in some places.
How close are they
to very random.
The front row. How many feet is the first blood splat?
Blood goes almost all through this entire corridor.
Cool. Where we are right now.
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
Okay.
It's more centralized, it's more in the middle.
In the middle.
More in the middle. But blood is everywhere.
I don't like this.
But it's old. It's like really old and dried, very faint. You can only barely see it because Quill and Araya point it out.
What would grooves do to hurt somebody?
I mean, something could come out of them. I'm not
big are they? They're
thick.
And how deep are they?
I can't tell. Pretty deep. Deep.
But they're painted?
Yeah. So the insides of them are painted to match the floor, but also the shadows themselves, like, it's painted in a weird way,
like
that the whole room...
colour.
It's kind of, like, done in a weird way that it kind of...
It's an optical illusion
of, like, making it look like it's a seamless floor.
Yeah. I guess we could just stand in the gaps where the grooves aren't, but...
yeah. Yeah, there's big enough. Like, it's not like the whole thing is like a grate. Yeah. It's like two big grooves running down the floor and then two grooves along the side. You could kind of stand really centrally, or you could stand up against the walls and try and stand.
But then there's the grooves on the walls.
But then there's the grooves on the walls, yeah.
If you were to crawl along the floor, would you be underneath the groove in the wall?
Yes. Yeah, sure. If you get down low enough, you'd have to be like properly like crawling on your belly.
You want me to try it?
I mean, if something's coming out vertically and horizontally from these things, it will be avoided if we crawl and slide as much as we can along the outside edge or inside edge.
But the water skin did
it's going to be pretty tricky to have more than one person do that.
You want me to try it?
You've got a big hammer.
Yep.
I can try it.
I don't mind.
I mean, I think she's a lot more dexterous. No insult to you, obviously, but...
I'm too muscular and great. I know.
That's
I know
what I was going to say.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Araya, please.
Yep. So what, you want to just make your way
along the floor.
Like crawling along here?
Yeah.
Where, I mean, are the rest of you going to move out the room? Are you going to stay in? What do you guys want to do?
Let's keep when the coast is clear, and then we can all go one at a time.
I can't fit in the room at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment, with you guys all kind of pressed up against this back door,
What's happening?
Lucius and Scaldi are currently still outside.
If it's clear, you can all follow me through.
But we'll only know if it's clear if you trigger one of the traps.
If I don't trigger a trap?
Then I guess that route is safe.
Yeah,
and we all crawl along.
You can follow me across if you want to, or you can stay here and I'll have a look around myself.
I mean, that happened last time when you got shot.
It didn't
shot
go
at.
Very well last time, no, but...
I don't feel good about it.
So right now, at the moment, you've got you three here, and Araya is crawling along the side. Last chance, are you doing anything?
Araya, come back. I'll constantly have a message on you. We're going to leave the room.
What if...
Araya, do you just stop when Corsair
stops? I'll stop when Corsair stops.
Okay.
Stop!
Has she gone yet?
Take three steps to the left.
Not yet.
What if?
It's like Maze. You guys.
It's about halfway through.
Nah. What if, instead of something coming out of the grooves, the space of wall and floor between the grooves moves?
Oh, the entire thing lifts up.
Yes.
Oh, then there's no place.
Is
that's
there
safe.
Blood on the ceiling?
Yeah, some. Not a lot, but some.
Oh, no. There's blood on the ceiling, guys.
What as you look up, you're like, oh, yeah.
I wonder if it takes a certain amount of weight, which is why the water skin didn't work. You see?
Is there something we can do to Ayla?
Does Major...
I love dungeons.
Ayla, can
Does Major Image have weight to it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It would look as if somebody had weight. Like, it's almost like if you were creating a major image, like, out on the grass,
yeah.
I would say that with the concentration, you're actually creating the image of, as it steps down... You're creating illusory grass around its footsteps to make it look like it is, but yeah. It's not.
CG.
Yeah.
But not.
Yeah, it's basically Major Image is using green screen.
CG.
Yeah.
Lucius makes a very good point. We don't actually know where this trap could come
Did
from.
Did I, Quill?
You're very good point.
Oh, thank
it's actually
you.
A great idea. Terrifying one, but a great idea nonetheless.
I'm going to go stand on some tiles.
No, don't stand
I'm
on those.
I'm joking. So Araya is currently...
Okay, Araya.
Like solid snake on like the ground, pressed up into the corner, like has stopped crawling.
Araya, I don't think that's a good idea. If Lucius
Can
is
I
right...
go okay. over to this door?
Yeah.
And check and see if there's any
with,
traps.
With levitate, you can only go up and down, right?
I can't levitate after 13. A long rest because I levitated Ayla and we only had a
short... Ayla, you don't seem to find any traps on the other door.
Out of interest, if you had someone open levitate and
you
we tied a rope around them and we kind of push them forward, would
it
they...
work, or you could use the wall to, like, move you across.
You see a very similar but shorter corridor.
Do I see any of the...
Mm-hmm.
The yep. same grooves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and is there blood? I guess Ayla's looking for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's blood. It looks slightly different. So I'd think make a medicine check, actually, for me.
It's green.
It's poisonous.
Okay. Oh, 6.
I mean, looks the same. Blood's blood.
This corridor is shorter, but it's got the same kind of thing.
Great.
Is there blood on the ceiling?
No.
No.
Oh.
But there's blood on the floor and the walls and stuff, so, you know, still gross, still
Same
grisly.
Grooves.
Same grooves.
Good.
Good.
So am I turning around and heading back?
head back, Araya.
Okie dokie.
I think we need to figure out how to trigger this, and then we can find out what it is, and then we can find out how to get through it. Which is a very Nova situation, if you ask me.
You want me to just run through it and see what happens?
Absolutely not.
Arguing about this.
Yeah, sure.
The murals on the sides of the walls.
So you come back out into the main room.
Boop. Are there any kind of like age?
So Araya and Quill are the ones in here. Ayla's in here. You, Scaldi and Lucius are out here. And then Nova is now looking down this big corridor.
And yeah, do they look, like, does anyone look young?
Perception check for me.
Perception has to be perception, doesn't it?
How big's the gaps between the first grooves?
What you mean, so like horizontally?
Yeah.
Well, it's about a 10-foot wide corridor, so I'd say it's probably like...
Between the first groove.
3 foot, like from the wall, it's like 3 foot groove, 4 foot groove, 3 foot wall. It's like 3, 4, 3, so...
You hop over the first two grooves.
But it's not like, no, they're not horizontal, straight. It's like...
Right along the corridor.
Like, if I'll draw them on there. I'll draw them on there.
It goes straight along the corridor.
So yeah. It's kind of like...
Along the length of it.
Yeah, like that, and then
Oh, like a bowling ball.
Like that.
Like a...
Yeah, blood channels.
A bowling alley.
Like that, and then like that.
Blood channels.
Got a ball.
What I'm thinking...
You still had a question?
Oh,
you got three? I mean, it's hard to tell because they're not detailed representations, right? They're kind of like these side profile things. Sayana is small, but she could be a halfling. Atelicus is tall and has stags and is very well built. Could be another race. You know, it's hard to tell. They just look like different races to you.
I don't think it's Hesper, Atelicus, or Kalara because they were involved in Siaska's... The end of Siaska, basically. Hesper lifted up the world. Atelicus split the world. Kalara became the goddess of death. So to me, that's like...
I mean, I would have told you about Atelicus.
Responsible stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're the oldest. I think it's Sayana.
That's racist. She's just a halfling.
She's depicted different things, actually.
Oh, is she?
Just a thought. If this corridor is designed to hurt people who walk through it, and there's a big old path down the middle of it, seems like you shouldn't walk on the middle part.
But what about the grooves on the wall?
Well, yeah, but that's to catch the people who go around the sideways.
So neither of those safe.
But I feel like the middle bit, if you were just a normal person strolling down a corridor, you'd go in the middle, right?
I also feel like the door might lock after you.
Really? There's nothing magic about
it. I don't know, we're in a dungeon in my experience.
Just happened.
Everything's a trap.
Should we figure out if it's a weighted trap at the very least?
What can we put on it?
So spiritual weapon, it inflicts damage. So is it enough to be able to push down on stuff if I was to summon it and move it?
I got a lot of hate for this after Nova used force to try and make vibrations in the ground. And everyone was like, it deals force damage, Mark. Surely that means it must create some sort of vibration.
Right.
So I will say that force damage, if that's what spiritual weapon does, force damage can create impact. Force damage is like hitting it with a blunt force, like a hammer.
It does.
Then yes, I will say it can create pressure.
Okay. I could conjure another version of Ayla's hammer, because I liked that last time, that looked really cool. had feathers all around it, got a mini of it too. I could create that, press down certain areas and just figure out how to trigger this trap. Because it's not going to hurt us out here if the trap's in there, right? 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 Right?
Yes.
We have to figure out something.
I think at this point your detect magic fails.
Okay. That room is actually quite dark, turns out. Okay. Ayla's hammer.
You cast spiritual weapon?
Yep.
Mark off the spell slot. You now have a spiritual weapon.
Awesome.
Do you have one there?
I
don't have mine because I didn't think to get it.
That nice mini.
I know, you have one special.
I mean, I bought them as well, but...
Yeah, no, I need to glue it back together. Sorry, I haven't done that yet.
So you come over this way?
You do it either.
So you leave
I'll do it that side. Sorry, yeah, I'm on that side. So I'll bring it down.
The side.
Okay.
We'll step out of the room.
Okay.
I'm going to stay looking at the tiles.
And I'm just going to
look at Nova looking at the tiles.
So what's the
range? Against the wall, press against the floor, press against everything I can.
How far can you send it out from
60 feet.
Up to 60 feet around from you. Do you need to see where you're sending it?
It says within range.
Normally it has line of sight then for spells, so I'd say it has to be within line of sight.
Starry
guy. Yeah, it doesn't say.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say it has to be in line of sight. So you can send the hammer to where you can see.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So
you send it about.
I will send it
about there, and you start knocking on the floors and ceilings.
It just hits everything.
Dust, a little bit of dust comes up.
Should we carry on and I'll get stuff around the corner?
Sure, let's just take it one step at a time.
Okay.
Okay, so move yourself.
Anyone coming with me?
What if the trap here doesn't work? Wouldn't that be funny? If this whole thing was like mundane trap, but only the magical ones still work.
Why are you double bluffing us?
Donk, donk, donk. So Orion moves with you?
Yep.
Okay, so you donk, donk, donk. Nothing seems to happen.
This is Mark living his best life.
You're going to have to move up to see around there.
Yeah, moving forward.
So are you staying on this side? Because you're going to have to move to about there to see there.
Ayla, sure. Maybe you should stand near the door.
And when you come around the corner, Quill, it seems you see there is another doorway.
Yeah.
And as you kind of, you come around the corner and you're with the spiritual weapon, you're tapping, nothing, no weight seems to change. But it's almost as if you kind of round the corner and as soon as you see the door, you hear this kind of, I need everybody to roll, Ryer and Quill currently roll initiative.
Initiative?
And the rest of us?
Roll it and we'll remember see what that happens. Trap.
Cute.
Oh. Should
we
I just
never learn our lesson. Both
arms. I'll just put both arms around my back.
Ayla.
14.
Quill.
10.
Nova.
9.
Lucius.
9.
Ariah.
22.
Oh.
That's going to be the only roll that is high.
Scaldi.
It makes sense that your character goes fast, though. I guess.
11.
Yeah, high dex.
What's your dex, Quill? In fact, this thing doesn't have a dex, so you'll have priority over it. Okay. So,
this thing.
Ariah.
Hello.
You hear a chunk, and then you begin to hear this high-pitched whine.
Oh, God.
What do you do?
Should we run?
Back.
Okay, I'm going to say to Quill, try and move back. Try and return.
Yeah. Okay. So you hear the whine. Before you take your turn, if you're going to move, you can change what you want to do.
Yeah.
But basically, you hear these blades, these spinning saw blades, come up out of the ceiling and out of the walls.
Oh.
But they're on both ends, and they begin doing this. So this whole corridor is now difficult terrain, so you move at half speed. So what do you want to do? You get like
so they're vertical and horizontal.
They're basically like doing this. No, they're all on the floor,
okay.
But they're very large. They're these kind of like very tall, spinning kind of grinder blades. But there's also they're set into the walls as well.
Okay.
It looks like they're going to pass you, so you can try and dodge out of the way. Yeah. They're going to make attack rolls against you, basically.
I'm going to dodge so hard.
Okay. So you want to just take the dodge action, so they have disadvantage against
you.
Means then do you want to try and move?
And
still?
Then try and move.
So you can move half speed.
Yep.
Okay, so where'd you, so what's that, 15?
Yeah.
You're going backwards.
5, 10, 15, yep. The grooves go all the way to the door, by the way. And then you take the dodge action as your action.
Yeah.
Okay.
David Copperfield, shit.
Can't be getting out of the way.
I position myself at the door to grab anyone and pull them out.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
But that's not your turn, so.
I know, but.
Bad times.
So, initiative roll 20. Series of whirring blades appears and pass along the corridor. Okay, they attack anybody in the corridor, so they're going to attack Quill and Ariah. So they have disadvantage to hit Ariah because of the dodge action.
Oh, they go before me, so I don't even have a chance to dodge.
And that's why you rolled initiative. 14.
No hit.
Okay, so you dodge out of the way. Quill, 21.
Yeah.
That's kind of the noise they
it's
make,
like a chicken
actually.
Yeah,
my ancestors.
You're going to take 8 points of slashing damage. So Quill takes 8 points of slashing damage.
Ooh.
As they pass you, the blades seem to get faster.
Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea.
So when they pass you, they seem to, the ones on your side are getting faster. Quill, they don't seem to get that faster on your side. Okay. Almost like missing means that they go faster on one side. One thing I forgot, by the way, is at when you ended your turn, they also make an attack against you as well.
Right.
Oh, god damn.
14, no so hit. It misses you again.
Cartwheel.
So after the blades, that's at initiative 20, so we go to Ayla. So you wanted to move up and
I can't reach her, can I?
If you step in, these spinning blades will get an attack against you, basically. They're like...
So the hall has attack of opportunity on you.
The hallway has attack of opportunity.
It's basically like these blades are constantly just going... And they're coming at different directions. The pattern... By the way, when they hit Quill, they kind of... This gash of blood kind of splatters the wall and the ceiling. So it's like...
That's brutal.
Blood sprays.
Can I put a foot in and grab her and then pull out?
Yeah, they're still going to get...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So what you're doing is you're stepping in.
Grabbing her out.
And then you're trying to... So make a strength check for me. And it's a 19 to hit you, which I think hits you.
Oh, no. 11.
So 11. I'd say that's probably still enough. And then you spend the rest of your movement basically dragging Araya back. You take 15 points of slashing damage. As you step in, you kind of wrap your arms around Araya and you throw her to the side, but that allows one of these blades to, like, catch your shoulder blades, causing a deep gash. Oh. But you manage to throw Araya and yourself out.
Which god?
Any of them on the symbols.
Oh, it's Yaska, isn't it?
Who's the youngest?
Who's the youngest god? Have you had any insight?
I don't know what Scaldi can really do. She's so low on her spell slots now. She will...
Get ready to pull me out.
I like how you took no damage from that, but I've just taken... Yeah.
Orion's like leaping to the sides, like you're like watching it. Scaldi will...
Howard Moon.
Yeah, I mean, her cantrip, she can't really do anything either. She'll just basically, yeah, move to the front and do what Ayla did and basically try and pull somebody out of the room.
Okay.
So she'll ready in action. Quill.
Right, I'm going to cast Blade Ward on myself.
Okay.
Because, holy shit.
Action.
I'm going to... it's an action, isn't it? Is it... Oh, I can't remember if my shield... It's a bonus action, so I'll shield bonus action.
How many times have you used the shield ring since a long rest? She's used it once. It's got two uses per day.
We had a long rest before we came into it, and I don't think he's used it since we've been in the underwater thing.
I thought you used it against the turret. I could be
wrong. I may have used it against the turret.
Okay.
Well, we'll say it's two a day.
Okay, so this is your second use of it.
So this is my second use.
Okay.
I'll have the shield, blade warden myself.
That's action, bonus action, and then you move at half speed.
How long does the barrier ring actually last for?
1 minute.
Oh, yeah, it does say that.
And it's almost I know what I'm doing.
And I'm going to, I guess, half movement.
Yep.
5, 10, 15, try and get back.
Okay, when you end your turn, that is a 14 to hit.
Doesn't hit. Thank you, barrier ring.
Okay, as they miss you, they get faster. At initiative 10, they go again. That is now with plus 7, 16 to hit.
Just hits, but I've got resistance to the damage.
That's a good thing, because that's 12 points of damage, slashing damage.
So six?
Yeah, half to six.
Okay.
Crikey.
That was good.
And then you see them begin to reset on their speed.
That's good. Oh, that was a good blade ward.
Lucius and Nova at the same time.
Help!
Yeah. You can see these blades, they're made from metal. They do appear a little bit worn. Araya and Quill, you do probably notice that they have, like, gashes in them. Like, it almost looks like they've been struck. Like, people have tried to fight the blades.
How fast are they going up and down?
Pretty fast. Like, there's, like, and there's multiple of them. I think that there is...
About to get dice.
Oh! Ideas! Idea.
When it's your turn, it'll be your idea.
I'm just like,
There's seven blades, basically, but they're all at random times. Like, they kind of come up the ground, and then they cut down, and then...
Can I see in the door from where I am?
I mean, there's a lot of people there. There's, like, a lot of crowded people, like, blocking
up. Like, a spell over through them.
I mean, you can try, for sure. I'll give cover if you're going to try and attack the blades, for sure.
I was more going to try and acid splash the groove to try and melt it so it kind of flocks the blade.
Oh, you can try. Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna do it just past Quill.
Sure.
But if there was a blade to hit on that groove, mm-hmm. it might get blocked.
Cool. Yeah, so is it attack roll for Acid Splash?
Oui, oui, bonjour.
Okay, make an attack roll.
No, it's a dex saving throw.
A dex saving throw?
The groove.
Does the groove have a dex?
It can't move,
so I think... Yeah, I think you just do damage to it. Yeah, I think you just do damage.
Six.
Whoa.
Six. So you weaken the groove and you block parts of it up, but the mechanism just kind of pushes through, but you've dealt damage to one of these blades at least. It looks like some of the acid went in the groove and has messed up one of the blade components, but the others are still going. It's a cantrip.
It is a cantrip, you're right.
So yeah. Yeah, so you did 6 hit points to one.
Like six?
Of, 7, basically. There's 7 different blades. Okay, and you're not in the room, so you're not taking any time to do that. Nova. this whole gaggle of people is like crowded around this door, as you can hear. and then you've got the nice tile puzzle before you. go on, give the tile puzzle.
Trying to concentrate.
I might give the tile puzzle a go while this is going. Let me just activate this, shall we?
Everyone keep it down.
I suppose I probably can't get a clear shot.
You can try, they'll just get cover, I'd say. Because it's such a tightly packed group of allies.
Just use your thing on me so that when I die, you get healed.
I've already used that Hexblade. No, actually, I got it back on a short rest.
Hexblade curse me.
I'll Hexblade Chris Quill.
I may as well heal someone.
No.
It's not a good way of doing it, but...
Does heat metal recharge on a long rest or a short rest?
From the hammer?
Yeah.
Long rest.
Poops.
Also, that might damage.
Yeah.
Well, it would damage the blades. I would but add fire damage. Yeah. 100%.
It's a hot burning blade.
It's worse.
That's the noise.
But then it would cauterize it as well.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it's
awesome. Great.
There's no infection though.
Doesn't that hammer have mending?
Yeah.
Well, I should probably make you make constitution saves for like tetanus and stuff, shouldn't I?
Rabies.
There's other blood.
Gangrene.
Oh, rusty.
Like dice. Cut on your hand.
It rolled off my knee that way.
Right, what are you doing?
Can I try and cast Eldritch Blast?
On a blade.
Yeah, I don't know whether or not to go for the groove and try and like...
For the purposes of attacking the groove or the blades, it's the same thing. Okay. Like, you're going to damage the mechanism and make it
hard.
Thematically, Mark.
Blade. Yeah, thematically, you're targeting the groove.
Okay, do I get disadvantage or anything?
I'm going to give it cover, so I'm going to give it a higher AC.
Okay, so... Okay, Eldritch Blast and blades. No, I'm not.
Wow, that's awful.
Wow, that's really bad. One's a 2, one's a 4, plus 7 on each. 11 and a 9.
Blades are moving so fast and there's so many people and you're worried about hitting Quill that your blasts just go wide and they don't strike the blades themselves.
Shooting at me while I'm trying to dodge blades.
Scully, Orion.
Okay.
Come on, Quill.
That's it. You can see Quill like the one thing you notice that whilst the blades appear random, there probably is an element of timing that you could try and figure out, but all it's going to do is help you dodge the blades.
Okay.
I guess that's a wisdom thing, isn't it?
I think it's an intelligence. Yeah, it's an investigation check.
Okay.
I've got a passive of 19.
You have to actively try and this one, then this one, then this one. Like, you're working out the timing of it. You know, like the scene in The Rock where he times like the...
Yeah.
It's like, no! And he rolls it.
Or Prince of Persia.
Yeah, same thing.
I got the net from the...
The bowlers.
Bowlers, yeah. Ooh. Can I try and throw the net and try and tangle them up so they stop moving?
You can make an attack with it, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Clog it.
Just blend your bowlers.
So make this as a... I'd say, so you kind of... and you throw these weighted bowlers, you kind of spin them around your head. And you just happen to catch, as two of these blades are passing, like their little arms that they're on, you catch the two arms, locks them together, and then as they kind of are pulling against each other, and it's currently holding two of the blades in place.
Nice.
Which means I'll give it -4 on its next attack roll, basically, to anyone in the area.
Oh, they're still attacking.
Yeah, there's loads of these blades. There's like multiple blades.
Oh, I see. Mine is removed.
Like by throwing the bolas, she's like stuck two of them together for now.
Nice. And I guess stopping those two hasn't stopped the rest of them.
Oh.
They're independent.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, thank you for their bolas.
Really good.
Great job. That was your action. Would you like to try and do anything else? I don't know if you can.
No, I don't think I can really do anything.
Right. Well,
no.
Quill, this is with a -4 to their attack roll.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 17.
Do you still have blade ward?
I rolled a 16 plus 1.
I do have blade ward still, yeah.
Do you?
Yes, it's the end of my
turn. End of your turn, okay. So that would normally be 4, so it goes down to 2 slashing damage.
That ain't shit.
Don't say that.
Try harder next time, blades.
Bleeding from
my... Ayla. What do you want to do?
Can I...
Put your hammer on the ground. The blades will hit that and then stop instantly, right? Heavy hammer. Strong.
I mean, can I try and time it and hit one of the blades when they come near the door?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely you can.
I'll do that. I'll
try and smash it,
I'll do a couple of hits at the blades.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. So you take 2 swings.
That's going to miss.
Well, you never know.
It was a 2.
Oh, yeah, so. Going to miss.
20.
Yeah, hits. Yeah, you smack. You catch one of the blades as it's passing by. Bam!
So 6 damage.
6 damage to that one. Like, yeah. Doesn't quite break it. Doesn't quite break it, but heavily dents it. It's the one that the acid kind of melted, and you kind of bent it slightly, but it's still now going. Nearly destroyed, though.
Now it's like now wobbling it's bent like this. To the bit where I was standing safe.
Don't know if that helps, our Quill!
You can do it.
Yeah, Scaldi doesn't really want to risk, like, reaching out, because she's pretty...
She's pretty
weak,
damaged.
And she knows that you need her to rescue your friend, so she's not going to put herself too much at risk. She's just going to, again, just kind of hold out an arm like, come on, Quill, I've got you. And, like, reaches out a hand. Quill.
Okay, I'm moving.
Technically, it's you and the blades, but I'll let you go first because you're a player.
Beyblades.
I probably have higher decks anyway.
They're basically blade blades.
I'm moving.
I believe the correct term is... Let it rip. Running downtown at the speed of sound, I'm gonna buh, buh. I don't know the rest of the
words. I'm yelling,
get out of the way!
And you just run. And trying to get out of the door.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you just throw yourself out
like
the door.
Four arms holding
it. Well, there's been hammers, there's been spells.
Yeah, like, Scully like grabs your hand as you're running towards and she pulls you through. Yeah, and you... The blades continue for a while.
You're so lucky.
Okay,
can
so...
Can we keep taking pot shots at the blades?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Can we try and...
They seem to stay active. You don't know how long they're going to stay active for. So if you want to just keep wailing on them, you all can make
it. They're going to wail on acid splash. Yeah.
So we'll do it as a round. So basically, each of you, whoever's making an attack, so you make an attack. In fact, actually, we won't do that because that's going to be a lot of dice rolling when really, in reality, what you can do is stand by the door... And then just take turns, like, right, Ayla, smash, smash, step back, Nova, psh, psh, Quill, you know, like, Uriah comes in, smash, smash, acid, Eldritch Blast,
Sacred
Flames.
Well, do you think we can
flames.
Do enough damage in the time it takes for them to disappear?
Yes, I think you can. Okay. Because these things don't have a lot of hit points, there is a lot of them, but also you can set your guys, up. Like, Scaldi can sit there and be like, okay, hit it now, she can give you advantage. I think you guys can take this out.
Yeah.
The main, obviously, the trap was you're in the middle of the corridor and, oh God, if all of you had been in there, you're all having to get out and it gets to go twice. It would have done a lot of damage.
We'd have to try and pass each other as well. Yeah.
So I would say that over time, you smash the blades to pieces.
It's just mechanisms going up and down.
Yeah, and basically, and after a while, they stop and it just ends.
Do you reckon it's safe to enter now?
I mean, we know how it's activated.
We will
now.
Say it is safe to enter now. We're not. There's going to be no illusions about that. You have defeated the trap. You took some damage, but you've beaten the trap.
I imagine it's exactly like that on the other side.
Yep.
The moment we cross the corner, and I guess look at it or whatever it was that activated it, that's when the.
I'm going to tell you because it was so close to happening. So because it's curved. You didn't have line of sight to the magical sensor on the door that you would have seen with detect magic. There's a person there. Activate the
trap. So the moment I see it with detect magic, it would have happened anyway.
Yeah. But it's just that that's why you couldn't see. That's like you were testing the pressure and it wasn't that. It was a magical, like, life form detected. Activate the trap.
But well, I figured it was a mundane trap anyway. Yeah. That's why I was doing the weighted.
Yeah, the actual blades were. The blades were mundane.
I imagine it's like that on the other side. So let's not do that again, because that was horrible.
There was no blood on the ceiling on the other side, though, and now there's lots of blood on the ceiling. Sorry, Quill.
That's mine, yeah. A couple of feathers attached to that. I'd like those back.
Do you need to take a short moment?
No, I think...
I don't have much magical energy, I'm sorry.
I have a healing potion, if you'd like one.
I think I've got one as well.
Nova's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never gave you one.
I've got.
I did abandon her for death, yeah, though, so she. I think she can have that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Payment for
moral guilt.
You come back into this beautiful room, this kind of beautiful polished stone. Like this kind of choir music.
Is that driving anyone else crazy?
No, it's beautiful.
Oh. No, it's driving me crazy too. It's really.
It's definitely it's old elvish, I feel.
It's just repeating.
Just creepy.
Am I allowed to try again with like transcribing the music, like the words? Like, right? Is that too like no?
I think that's the best you're gonna
from
get.
From the words you've got, was that?
Because otherwise you could just be like, Mark, I'd like to spend 8 hours here transcribing.
Well, if I spent 8 hours, I'd levitate across. So
remember, levitate, you can't go that way.
Yeah, but I can like push drop myself kick across.
You can push. You could yeah.
We can throw her.
Ayla can punt me.
Yeah.
Just push.
Cannibal.
Can I see this statue of Skast?
Yeah, you're okay.
And is she just like being?
It's like, yeah, she's a very like offering an embrace, like she's like, offering a hug.
Oh, come over for a hug.
And are there any tiles where she is? Like, so where her statue is?
Her statue is at the end of the room in a similar to this, where you have like a little bit of space. There's a statue to Siaska at the end, but you just can't see the full details of that room yet.
I mean, the other option is I could thunderstep all the way to the statue.
It's 90 feet, the teller, so you could go 60 feet.
I'm 120 feet on thunderstep.
It can go 120?
Yeah. The misty step is 30.
Oh, okay. I thought thunderstep was only 60.
Or we could go through the door where we just smashed.
No, really it's 90. You're right.
It's 90.
Yeah.
So you could still get to the end then.
Okay.
But, well, you'd be on the last tile. So you would pick one tile and you would go to that one tile at the very end.
Cute.
Let's not split again. I mean, we've got this room available now. The corridor's not going to kill us.
Look.
Yeah, let's.
Quill almost died for this room, so
yeah,
I feel like we
so
should
I'd like to use it, please. Almost a gallon of blood.
Probably not a gallon.
So you want to go and follow the corridor into this next room?
Why?
I want to go up to the door.
Just be careful, a little don't like that face. And metal bitties.
So you step in. Is everyone stepping in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just move you.
Okay, cool.
I'll go last.
Araya, go first, just in case.
Why Araya go first?
She's very dexterous.
She is very dexterous, actually.
Okay. So you'll begin making your way through this corridor. You can have that back.
Wow!
I just punched that off the table.
You literally...
Ow!
What the hell?
It's just a cup holder, it's not attached anymore.
But how was it attached?
I don't know. Whatever it was is how I punched
that,
it off.
That way.
How far?
Keep going. And stop.
What? It's a plug hole.
It's an ominous ring.
As
there.
You open the door, Ayla. As you open the door, you can see a large open room with a large stone and bronze water basin at its center. Ooh. In front of the basin, bound by each wrist and their neck in spectral trains, is a ghostly, androgynous figure in long flowing robes and ragged hair. The walls of the chamber are painted in dark colors, and multiple gems embedded into the wall cast a dim glow. And you can just see this spectral apparition, chain bound to each wrist and one at their neck. But the chains just float up into the air and then vanish. But they're just held there by these spectral floating chains. And that is where we're going to take a break.
Break time,
everyone. See you in
so
five.
Awful.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back, I promise. Don't drop off. Come back to the stream. Come back.
Go get the
Where are you going? Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out both D&D Beyond and Displate with the links in the episode description and grab Uncanny Collateral by Brian McClellan using the code HRDND for the hardback or HRDNDE for the ebook. That's just $3 for the ebook of an incredible story from the author of the Powder Mage trilogy, which is another series you should absolutely check out. We'll see you on Thursday for part 2 of this episode where we try to discover the intent of this chain spectre. We'll see you then.